Blog Talk Radio.
For the surprises for all, it's been easy to motivate with Jake. Anyway, Levin coming to you live from my condo. It's a great evening here. And standing in faith, and talk about standing for something. As part of an organization, it helps people between the ages of from food to organizations. More. First, being created is faith God's purpose in life. Think about it for a minute. Faith in God gives any purpose to life. Being God will bring you through it. And then started around that. I believe in, and I was very, very enamored with the Lakota Indians. The Lakota Indians stand at the reservation. Those that are following the news, you know, there's the Dakota Pipeline. And activity, because this is the same pipeline that was disallowed to be built in Bismarck, North Dakota, but yet they will allow it to be built through an Indian reservation. Kind of makes you think. And the people at the Indian reservation, they set up camp and are peacefully protesting. And then all of a sudden, all these militarized vehicles come in. Police forces without jurisdiction in the area come in to help because they use what was meant to be help as a result of a natural disaster to get into the reservation with police assistance, talking about becoming a militarized community. And why should it be? Well, corporate dollars, because the big pipeline company is putting money into the community. But what are they doing? They're putting the community at risk. So here we have the Lakota and Sioux Indians and the other tribes all coming together as one to stand for the sacred, to stand in faith by using the rituals of sage and peaceful protest. And yet, what's going on? The police officials, the National Guard officials, they're using rubber bullets, tear gas. And I look back on history and I said, didn't we learn anything from Kent State? Did we not learn anything from those students who also were standing in faith, standing up for something they believed in? And it's ironic that we haven't learned from our history. And you know what they say? If we don't learn from our history, we're destined to repeat it. So I invite everybody to call in and talk about your standing in faith, how you're standing up for what you believe in. The call number is 323-642-1530. That's 323-642-1530. We're on the eve of a very pivotal day. Got a little tongue-tied there, and I get a little emotional on some shoes. A very pivotal day in our history tomorrow. Election Day. Now, how many of you will go out and vote? And it's not a matter of who you're going to vote for, who you're going to support. You know, you might support Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. You might even decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to write in Jonathan J. Dog Letterman because I think his platform of putting America first and helping people and doing no harm and spreading a message of peace, love, joy, and prosperity is a great message. So I'm going to write him in. I think it's important that we vote. what I've seen in this election cycle, it boggles the mind.
Here we have people that are supposed to be coming from a Christian perspective, yet they're name-calling, they're running ads that tear each other down. That's not what faith is about. Faith is about believing in people. It's not about tearing people down. It's about building people up or building yourself up. Wouldn't it be great if a candidate came out and said, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I represent. And if you like what I represent, please vote for me." And leave it at that. Wouldn't it be great, instead of spending $2 billion on campaign ads across America, that we took that $2 billion and we made sure people truly had affordable. How could somebody in good consciousness vote for a bill? Gentlemen, sorry about the dead air there. We had a small kind of connection problem. Hopefully everybody can hear me out there. We were talking about standing in faith and not having blind faith, but having true faith, having faith in any of your teachings, and knowing that there is a higher power. You could call it God. You could call it Jesus. You could call it spirit. You can call it source, whatever name you call it by, the great I am, whatever it is, that could be that source of hope, that source of praise. It could be what brings hope to you, what brings spirit into you, and allows you to stand up for what you believe in, but to stand up for what you believe in by being civil. I was reading all over Facebook all month long, all of these nasty notes, name calling. And it was like, why? Why are people bullying each other? We can all have different beliefs, but we all must understand when it's over and done with, we're Americans. And one of the problems I see with our country is we have hyphenated everything. You know, oh, I'm a Hispanic American. I'm a Black American. I'm a Jewish American. I'm an Italian American. I'm a this American. I'm a that American. No, you're American. And we are all divine children of God. So it's very important to understand that we are divine children of God with a purpose. And there's two great days in someone's life. Those days are the day they're born and the day they find out why. And when you find out why and you find your purpose and you start living life on purpose, you can stand in faith, not blind faith, but educated faith. Delving deep into who you are, being your authentic self, answering your calling, making sure you're out there making a difference, doing what you love to do. You know, I stated the first line of the JC's Creed, that faith in God gives meaning and purpose to human life. But listen to the next few lines to the end, that the brotherhood of man transcends the sovereignty of nations, that economic justice can best be won by free men through free enterprise, that government should be of laws rather than of men, that Earth's great treasure lies in human personality, and its service to humanity is the best work of life. That is the JC's Creed. And think about that for a minute. Wouldn't it be great if everybody could get together on the same page, on the same wavelength, and start helping one another and show that we're brothers and sisters, and we are divine children of God, destined for greatness, creating a world with peace, with love, with joy, with prosperity, not getting upset when things happen to us and wondering why they're happening to us, and instead changing that to, these things are happening for us. My faith in God tells me, as I said in the beginning, that if God brought me to it, God is going to bring me through it. Thinking about that for a minute. I wanted to share with you a story that happened to me yesterday. As many of you know from listening to previous shows before I took a hiatus, I'm a professional public address announcer. And I love what I do. And sometimes there's setbacks that happen. Or is the step back a chance to take a deep breath and allow things to happen, knowing that there are people out there that will help you? So yesterday I'm driving, I'm thinking, hey, it's cool, I'm going to get to the arena with plenty of time, and I hear, pop, pop, my tire blew out. So as soon as I could, I got into a parking lot, and I called our team photographer, and he sent his significant other out to pick me up and get me to the arena, and I got there on time, and I'm very, very grateful. So a big shout out to Patty for helping me out with that yesterday and getting me to the arena so I can announce and do what I enjoy doing. I called the team owner, and I said, I'm going to get there, but I will need a ride home, and for me to get a ride home. And a big shout out to Lou and Marie Covid for getting me home safely. And then this morning I got up and I walked down to the bank, and I was very grateful that my car was there, that it wasn't towed. So I looked up to God and thanked him for watching over me. And I called AAA and I bought a membership, and immediately the membership is in force. So my towing was covered. I got towed over to the tire shop, Tires Plus. They took great care of me, put a new tire on the car, and the tire was fixed. Well, in between, I went over to Polo Tropical, and I got as healthy as I could get a choppy chop salad with chicken, and I got a drink. I drank water, and that was great, as I'm doing my best to eat healthy. But I share this story because everything happens for a reason. And when you stand in faith, God will direct you to the places you need to be. And he'll put people in your life that will lift you up, that will be there in your time of need. And it will make you appreciate life a little bit more. And the story, there I was at Polo Tropical, and a gentleman next to me, I was eating, and he was talking to a friend, and they were talking about something in my wheelhouse about setting goals, and I told him about writing your goals down and something I do, and this continued with the whole conversation where he took my phone number and told me about what he does, and I told him about what I do, told him about the radio show here, and all the great things. And on my walk back to pick up my car, I realized God puts people in your path for a reason. Some may stay for a day. Some may stay for a month. Some may stay for a year. Some may stay for entirety. And these people are put in your path to show you the power of faith, the power that we have. When you stand in faith, some things great start to happen. And if you want to share stories or talk about standing in faith, you can call us at 323-642-1530. That's 323-642-1530. I am doing something new and different. I'm coming to you from my home. And I'm walking around my house right now, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing a lot of things where I stood in faith and things that keep me going. And I want to share with you a couple of things. A serenity prayer: God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Very important. A lot of times we can change a lot of things. We change the way we conduct business, the way we go about soliciting donations. We could change the way we eat. We could change the way we exercise or choose to exercise. We could change the circle of influence that we have. If we're unhappy or we're around people that are bringing us down, we can slowly move away from them and find people that bring us up, that lift us up. We can make a lot of changes. There are certain changes we cannot make. We cannot change the attitude of a boss. We cannot change the culture of a business that we work for. We can try, but the only thing we can do is change the way we look at things and our attitude, in hopes that it will be a spark, that it will be a shining light, giving people permission to change themselves. as well. And that's the influence we can have on a lot of people. We can make a big, big impact, a big, big difference. I also want to share with you hope. Of all the forces that make for a better world, none is so powerful as hope. With hope, one can think, one can work, one can dream. If you have hope, you have everything. And that's, again, standing in that faith, you know, having that faith. I wear a bracelet for my Relay for Life activities, and it says hope. And I tell everybody, it stands for helping other people to excel. And that's what this radio show is about. It's about empowering you. It's about inspiring you. It's about enlightening you. I love to talk about the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make any judgments, and always do your best. Now imagine if we stood in faith with those four agreements and we've made a conscious decision to be impeccable with our word, that if we said we were going to do something, we would do it, unless something happened that was out of our control. Like today, I wanted to go to the American Cancer Society office and make the phone calls for Relay for Life and do my part as a volunteer. However, I had a little curveball thrown into my human existence with getting a tire for my car. But I texted the person and I called the person and left her a message letting her know the circumstance and what had happened. Because that's something I couldn't control. The tire needed to be fixed. The tire store is only open at a certain time. And I needed to get it done. And the fact that I had about a 1.6-mile walk ahead of me, and that was going to take me some time to get to my car, I was unable to go make the phone call. However, while I was waiting on a tow truck, I was able to send out messages about Relay for Life. I was able to do some emails utilizing my phone. I was able to, again, stand in the faith that I had myself, and connecting with, call it God again, Spirit, Source, Jesus, whatever you want to call it, I was able to get certain things done. And then I was able to meet the gentleman at Polo Tropical, total stranger. And we just started talking. And we started talking about how we can be of service and value to one another, how we can help each other. And that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about helping. It's about sharing. And that's what this radio show relaunch is about. It's called Get Motivated with J-Dog, and I'm here to tell you that you are special, that you are capable. Don't let people hold you back. So many times we let people hold us back. We listen to the naysayers, and we don't have the faith in ourselves to go forward. So we get stuck, and we stop doing things. And we get into the mindset, paid on Friday, broke out Monday. Oh, man, I'm working for the man. Things are really bad. And we get into the complaining and how bad things are. Instead of looking at how great things could be and how great things are, where else could someone like myself have a radio show, have the ability to go out in the community and use my talents for good, and monetize those talents? I was telling somebody the other day, they said, J-Dog, how do you feel about being laid off from your job at Sinbad Sports? And I said, you know, stuff happens. And what was interesting is right after I got laid off, I got an email from somebody I hadn't heard from in a while asking me to come and be their announcer for the cheerleading championships for Pop Warner. And it paid a nice sum of money for the hours I was going to work. And I said yes. And I did so good that the Gold Coast Pop Warner football people asked me to come and do their Super Bowl games. And they paid me for the whole day. They paid me as much money as I would have made working a whole week at the job. So by having faith in myself and not letting the fact of, oh, I'm out of work, I'm unemployed, get in the way, I looked and I said, what talents do I have that I can use to monetize it? And that's one of the talents that I have, to be a public address announcer. Most of you hear the voice and you'll say, wow, Jay, you got a pleasant speaking voice. What else do you do? Well, one of the people that I work with, a gentleman by the name of Morty Katz, he owns Morita Financial. He helps people with pre-needs arrangements and life insurance. And he needed somebody to make phone calls to people who have asked for information to set appointments. So I'm starting to do that. Again, using the talents for good, by having faith, by understanding that if God brought me to it, God's going to bring me through it. And God's going to bring these opportunities to me, and it's going to be up to me to see what's coming my way and to act upon them. Because passion plus action equals success. Passion plus action equals success. That's something that you want to learn. It's something you want to have embedded in your brain, and you want to follow your passion. You want to follow your dreams. You want to realize that standing in faith and standing up for what you believe in, you're not right, and the other person might be of a different opinion isn't wrong. You both have different perspectives, but you are doing what you believe is right for you. And if you're confused, turn to meditation, turn to guidance, ask questions. The answers will come. The answers will come, and the messages will come to you, and it's up to you to understand and heed those messages. I remember I was awarded the Mumford C. Johnson Community Service Award in 2014 from the City of Lauderhill, the SAKE committee, for the work I did with the Lauderhill Bronco and the awareness work I was doing for the American Cancer Society. And we were given these welcome bags, and in each welcome bag there was quotes. Well, the quote that was in my welcome bag was really astounding, and it resonated with me. It's from Christopher Robin's character, A.A. Milne. You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. So many times we buy into the idea, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not like that guy. Oh, I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good this. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm very good at what I do. Be cocky about it. Be pompous about it. Put yourself out there. I watched wrestling a lot, and years ago there was a character used to come out, Bret Hart, and he would say, I'm the best there is, I'm the best there was, and I'm the best there will be. And guess what? When you start thinking that way, people start to react that way. When people start to say, man, you're a great PA announcer. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Knowing that you know you're a good PA announcer, that you're good at what you do. And then it comes to valuing yourself. Have faith in yourself to put a high value on yourself. Stop putting yourself on the discounted rack. You deserve top dollar for your services, for your skills. Have faith to ask for it. And if somebody says, oh, I can't afford it, well, too bad, so sad. Don't let the door hit you or God split you. Have a nice day. Time to move on. Because some will, some won't, some waiting. So what? Have that attitude, because it's not your job to bring people kicking and screaming to you. It's up to you to shine your light so bright that it illuminates the world and attracts the people that are going to bring peace and love and joy and prosperity into your life by you simply having faith, by having faith and putting ideas out there. And crazy as those ideas might seem, like my idea with the points for the cure for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. And I'll give you that donation page right now. It's www.relayforlife.org/sunrisefl. It's SUNRISEFL. And the idea behind points for the cure was you pick your favorite NCAA team or your favorite NFL team. And when the games are over this weekend, you donate 25 cents per point that the team scores. And if the team doesn't score 20 points or more, you donate $5. If your team has a bye, you donate $5. And this has the potential to be huge. And at first, people were like, oh, man, people aren't going to do it. People aren't going to do it. But they don't want to have to go to a website, make a donation, and click through, you know, donate and donate to a participant and type in your name. But I have people doing it. I have people participating. And you know, there were 13 games in the NFL, or will be 13 games played after tonight's game. And the byes were the Cardinals, the Bears, the Bengals, the Texans, the Patriots, the Redskins. So think about it. If I get two Cardinals fans, two Bears fans, two Bengals fans, two Texans fans, two Patriots fans, two Redskins fans, we end up making $60 for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life to raise funds for research, for education, for advocacy, for services. We have the opportunity to make an impact. I'm standing in faith and put my faith in God that my message will get out to everybody and everybody will share and everybody will say, man, J-Dog, that was an awesome idea. Points for the shirt. It's amazing. It's great. And somebody said, well, what happens if somebody scores, you know, over 60 points? And, you know, that's a lot of money for somebody to donate. And I said, you know what? Everything's in perspective. Have faith that you can come up with the $15. Like, for example, the Ohio State Buckeyes, they scored 62 points. So that's $15.50 about it. $15.50. It may sound like a lot. But if you give it, you get it back because things come back to us tenfold. That's part of having that faith, of putting things out in the universe. And it's gonna come together, and it's going to make a difference. And, you know, the show, it's 30 minutes, and I've got about 30 seconds left. And I want to remind you all to stand in faith, to believe in yourself, to make sure you're out there every day doing something that moves you forward in the direction of your dreams. Don't allow somebody to tell you no. Don't allow somebody to tell you you're not good enough, because you are. Don't allow fear to take over so you forget everything and run. Face everything and rise. And stand in faith. Stand solid. Be brave. Be strong. Be smart. And continue to share your message. Until next time, this is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman reminding you to stay positive.